Design of hydraulic flooring. Collaboration with Escoffet Tejera y Compañía. Luis Domenech y Montané designed this beautiful project known as Alangardash y la Flow, the lizard and the flower, for the hydraulic flooring company Escoffet Tejera y Compañía. This model of flooring was used in several buildings during the Modernismo period. But here we are presenting it from the catalogue used by the company for marketing purposes, showing part of the tools, known as trepas, that were used to make this type of flooring. In the years when Modernismo was in vogue, this type of mosaic flooring covered the floors of the rooms with small square pieces that created a pattern that looked like a carpet. They were produced industrially, and the samples were obtained by pressing several layers of cement into an iron mould, the last of which incorporated the designs and colours achieved using trepas. Escoffet's gift to the Museo del Diseño has made it possible to recover the original trepas, which are now on display together with Domenech y Montané's project for the large commercial Pavimentos Artísticos catalogue of 1900. The company spread the word about their new models by means of catalogues, and those of Escoffet Tejera y Compañía are characterised by the care that went into producing them. From the publication of the first catalogue in 1891 onwards, the company's projects were all signed by a prestigious author, architect or designer. This model appeared in the carefully edited 1900 catalogue, which was presented at the Exposition Universelle in Paris in 1900. The illustration shows the whole of the flooring design, with the series of individual pieces used to create it underneath. The central motif, the lizard and the flower, is placed at either end and frames other floral elements against a background of greys. However, the fact that it was made with such small pieces made it possible to organise them in very artistic ways, creating compositions that could be adapted to suit rooms of different dimensions. This floor is a good example of how the architect Luis Domenech y Montané mastered drawing as a basic element of design in the applied arts.